Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The former US Vice President Joe Biden has launched his campaign to seek the nomination for the presidency. He made the announcement in a video posted on Twitter in which he declared, "We're battling for the soul of this nation." Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Folks, America's an idea. An idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It gives hope to the most desperate people on earth. It guarantees that everyone is treated with dignity and gives hate no safe harbor. We can't forget what happened in Charlottesville. Even more important, we have to remember who we are. This is America.
I'm delighted to be joined now by award-winning investigative journalist, associate editor at The Washington Post, and author of many books, including his latest, Fear, Trump in the White House. Bob Woodward, lots to talk about today. But can I start by asking you about the latest news that Joe Biden has declared for the presidency?
Yes, this is the old order. I've known Biden for years. He's a solid politician in person. He's white male, as you know, and even older than I am, I think. And it's going to be a hard uphill race, but you never can tell 20 months before the election or even who's going to be nominated by the Democrats.
You mention age. Is age an issue? Will age be an issue? Will his over-familiar behaviour, we'll call it, with women, which has been highlighted recently, will that be an issue? Is he the right man for the Democrats? Is he the right man to run against Trump?
Yes. I think the over-familiar style, I don't think that's an issue. No one thinks that Joe Biden is harassing women, people. That's just the way he is. That's part of that old, you know, let me hug you style, which some people are uncomfortable with. He's acknowledged that, and I suspect he's not going to go around hugging lots of people. These nomination contests really turn on somebody who will step forward and say, hey, look, I'm going to use the power of the presidency to fix things for you. That's the magic formula. If anybody can, whoever is nominated is going to be that person, I believe. And you can't predict it. The last four presidents, if you, at this point, 20 months or so before the actual election said who's going to be president, you would never put Bill Clinton on that list. You wouldn't put George W. Bush, who had just been governor of Texas for a few years. You wouldn't put Barack Obama, who'd only been a senator for a few years. Or you most certainly would not put Donald Trump on that list, who'd never held elective office, never served in government.
This is a good time to talk about Donald Trump and talk about Robert Mueller and the publication of his report. Has he done a service to the American people and to politics?
Yes, certainly. He worked very hard on it in secrecy for 2 years. And I think a lot of people in the country and my business are astounded that he found no evidence, as he states, of some sort of coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. On the question of whether Trump interfered improperly in the investigation, There's some evidence that he did, but there's not the kind of hard evidence we saw 45 years ago in the Nixon case, where the secret tapes revealed the extent of Nixon's criminality.
I suppose the questions arising now are where does this report take you from here? Where to now? And you'll have seen that opinion piece in your own newspaper, The Washington Post, by Hillary Clinton, where she was cautioning against this fast move towards impeachment or nothing. And she was recalling back to Watergate and the House Judiciary Committee's Watergate inquiry, and talking about Congress calling witnesses, powers of compellability, and public hearings and questions being open and asked in public. Do you think that there's a roadmap there for a way to go?
No, I really don't at this point. It's going to be determined by the quality of new evidence. You have somebody like Mueller, you know, certainly one of the great prosecutors, investigators. He'd been FBI director for 10 years plus. If he didn't find criminality, I suspect no one else is going to. But I think people in my business and the Democrats in the House of Representatives here are going to have to look hard. But I also think it's important to step back and say, what's the Trump presidency really about? He's a renegade. He controls the media in a very skillful way. Some people say he's a genius at it. I think because it's manipulation, but it's lying time and time again. It's very evident that the Trump presidency presents the United States with a governing crisis. He does not know how to govern. He does not know how to thoughtfully address some of these very complex issues which are going to define the future.
But if we stay with this issue of lying, and you're a long time in this business, you've covered many, many administrations. Do all administrations lie? And is it that Donald Trump and this administration has taken lying to a whole new level?
Do you ever lie?
Not about the important things, I hope.
Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, human beings lie. And the problem is, my newspaper has calculated the number of lies Trump has told since he started running, and I think the count is 9,200 and still counting. It is a consistent pattern of that. You can't make sound judgments about taxes, immigration, trade relations, the whole relationship, military relationships in these alliances like NATO, if you can't figure out and establish what the facts are. And it's been demonstrated time and time again that Trump can't. And look, let's face it, it's risky to have somebody run a business or anything if they can't kind of say, oh yeah, this is reality, these are the facts.
One final question to you, Bob Woodward, about Julian Assange. Extradition proceedings underway in London. Should he be extradited to the United States? Should he face trial for conspiracy?
Well, I think that's up to the authorities, but I would like to see something that would tell us exactly what he did, who he did it for. So a full kind of report on this, sometimes that the only way to get that is to have a trial, but I don't know the details of that. See, but this is the past. This was the 2016 campaign and the hacking of the Democrats' computers, some of the aides and so forth, which probably had some impact on the 2016 election. But
do you see him as an investigative journalist? Do you see him as a publisher of information? No.
I mean, you don't, you know, if a journalist who would hack into somebody's computer, Julian Assange is indicted, right? Accused of a crime. We can't do things like that as journalists that are criminal. There's enough skepticism about the media without that, I think.
If you could have hacked into a computer back in the early 70s when you were conducting your Watergate investigation, is it something you'd have done?
No, it is not. And you know, we made some mistakes in our Watergate investigation and laid them out in our book, All the President's Men. But no, we wouldn't do that. And that's the way you get good information as a reporter is developing human relations, human sources, where people will tell you what's really going on inside and not the press release or the cover story. That takes a lot of time. I have the luxury of time doing these books. A lot of respect and admiration for the daily journalists. It is a tough job, and they, by and large, have done a superb job in covering Trump. But Trump has adopted the old Nixon strategy. Let's make the conduct of the news media the issue rather than the conduct of the president.
And journalist and writer Bob Woodward is coming to Dublin for an event, a conversation with Bob Woodward, the state of the US presidency. It's at the Olympia Theatre on the 10th of June. It's moderated by Fintan O'Toole, and tickets are available from Ticketmaster.